Franco are investment advisor representatives of, and security and advisory services are offered through USA Financial Securities, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor located at 6020 East Fulton Street, Ada, Michigan, 49301. Milestone Financial Group is not affiliated with USA Financial Securities. The strategies and concepts discussed are for educational purposes only and do not represent specific investment, tax, or estate planning advice. Investing carries an inherent element of risk, and there is no guarantee of financial success or specific investment results. Results may vary based on individual circumstances. It is in everyone's best interest to consult a tax, legal, or investment professional depending on their unique situations.
And it is time for Building Rural Wealth. Dan Miller with me this morning. Dan, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing well. Nice to see you.
Well, thank you. And if I sound a little nasally, I apologize, everybody out there. I kind of got it in the head here a little bit. I think it's the allergies are here, I think.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think that's it a little bit.
Absolutely. Good weekend?
Oh, great weekend. You know, I told Caleb, and it's always a great weekend when we get to see the grandkids. So they came down. We kind of did an Easter celebration early on Sunday with our family and with Jackson and Nicole and the kids. And so that was fun. And I got to see them. And it was also Andrea's birthday. So yeah, we celebrated her birthday as well. So, so we had a good weekend.
Cool.
Yeah.
Caleb Roebuck with us as well. Caleb, how about you? How was your weekend?
It was good. It was good. Not too, I mean, except for one big glaring thing on Saturday, but that was a little disappointing with the Hawks losing. But
yeah,
otherwise, it wasn't too bad of a damper on the weekend.
You know what? They wrapped up the year well.
It was good. It was a fun time, fun way to end March and look forward to April, I guess. But
are you a McCollum fan? Do you like Ben? Do you think he'll?
Oh yeah.
I think he did well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, I'm a huge Ben McCollum fan because, of course, he was
sure,
at Northwest.
He's Northwest Missouri State guy.
Oh yeah, I mean he had just tremendous success, you know. Yeah, he was just there 2 years ago. I mean, it's
crazy. Is that amazing?
And they won 4 national championships down there. So,
yeah.
I mean, he's a great coach, and he's a very down-to-earth guy, too. That's what I like about him.
Yeah.
So, very down-to-earth.
I like those people. So, yeah. Well, let's talk about building rural wealth. Your business isn't where you think it is, and that's why you're stressed. Okay, Caleb, kick us off here. What are we going to talk about?
Yeah, you know, with the focus on business owners and, you know, being a business owner, you know, there's a lot of weight that, you know, most of them carry that, you know, people don't see. It's more than just the day-to-day of running the business, you know, and it's more than just the long hours, the payroll, the taxes, you know, the managing the people. It is that mental pressure, you know, that Dan knows and a lot of other business owners know. You know, there's a lot more to it, you know, and that mental pressure, you know, can build. But, and, you know, it's often because, you know, you're measuring yourself against, you know, other businesses near you, other competitors, you know, what's happening in your industry. You're hearing and reading things of what's happening online or what's going on, again, in your industry or with other businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're always measuring yourself against where you thought you'd be. You know, every business owner is kind of, you know, always thinking of how they're growing, where are they at. You know, and then you also hear things like, you know, what other businesses are doing, what they've done, that they've been able to find and hire employees and attract them, or maybe they're expanding, or maybe that they've sold their business. So, you know, you always got, you know, again, not only just managing the day-to-day of the business, but this kind of swirl of kind of what should I be doing? What is going on? What are the trends in my business or industry? You know, and suddenly, you know, you might find yourself wondering, you know, am I behind? You know, did I miss something? You know, should my business look different now? Especially, you know, in the ever-changing environment of what's happening, you know, business-wise. You know, and that pressure can cause, you know, kind of mental damage or mental fatigue. And it can cloud that decision-making, you know, that creative drive, you know, and that every choice, you know, feels heavier and heavier as you know, as a business owner, you're making multiple decisions every day, but
yeah,
you kind of don't have that mental clarity, you know, how can you be doing it? But, you know, in our experience, you know, a lot of it is, you know, that business stress doesn't come from, you know, bad business or necessarily bad business practices. It kind of just comes from misunderstanding, you know, what stage your business is actually in, and making decisions that kind of fit that business stage that you're in.
What are the business stages, Dan? What are we talking about here?
Well, you know, Aaron, there's a lot to be said. I'm just sitting here thinking about everything Caleb just said, how true that is, you know, as a business owner.
It hits home.
I mean, it just, yeah, so I can't even go to the next question here hardly because I'm sitting here thinking about all the things that people maybe don't realize that business owners do think about and go through. But you know, when you mentioned the 4 stages, you know, there really are 4 different stages to businesses. You know, I mean, first stage, of course, is the startup. You know, I mean, that's the launch. There's, you know, that's a lot of people have a dream of opening a business, and you know, this is kind of where everything starts. And you know, of course, at that point, you know, your biggest thing is I got to find some clients, I got to find customers, I got to try to create whatever it is, a service or a system, you know, that I'm going to sell, or a product that I'm going to sell. I got to figure this out. You know, nothing feels settled. And of course, at that point, your cash flow is very unpredictable, and processes are mostly in your head. And that brings me to a thing. I remember I watched a deal said one time, if you do anything more than three times, you need to write it down, because now it's a process, uh-huh. You know. And but at this stage, you know, it's all in your head, you know, especially the entrepreneur that's trying to build this deal from scratch. You know, but it's exciting. I mean, there's a lot of anxiety, but it's exciting. I mean, I know that from personal experience, and you know, but I also know, you know, there's late nights laying in bed, you know, and I sweat thinking, how am I going to make this work? How am I going to make it all come together? So, you know, if you're in this stage and you feel overwhelmed, it doesn't mean you're failing. It just means you're building. Mm-hmm. And this is normal in that first stage. And then the second stage is kind of growth and expansion, you know, kind of once you get your feet underneath you a little bit, hopefully by this time, you know, your revenue is rising. And, you know, at this point you may be looking at, you know, I can't do this all myself. I need to hire an employee. And depending on the type of business, oftentimes people hire an assistant just to kind of take care of the books, take care of the scheduling, take care of something like that. Or it could be somebody to help you actually do whatever task it is that you do. I mean, if you're a plumber, maybe you need an assistant, or mm-hmm. you can't handle all the jobs that you got. You know, it depends on what your business is. But this stage does introduce kind of a new type of pressure now, because now you're delegating. You know, now you know, you got to make sure you're keeping everybody on task, and you know, there's other people. And this is where, again, systems are very important. And some of those systems that you used before, they may be breaking now, because now there's an employee or two that got, you know, they need to follow either your example or the system that mm-hmm. you make. And, you know, at this stage, you know, emotionally, business owners, they feel really excited usually, but there are some additional stress that comes with that, because you know, they may feel pretty stretched, you know, at this stage when they're building and the growth and expansion. So, you know, this is the stage where many business owners feel like, you know, they should have it figured out. But even though, you know, they don't, that's okay, because the complexity is increasing. And then kind of this third stage is maturity or stability. And this is where, you know, operations at this stage are often more predictable. Revenue hopefully is steadier by this time. You've established those systems. Again, if it happened more than three times, you wrote it down, you made a system, you made a process. And at this time, you know, hopefully your team knows their roles. You know, in other words, you're not just putting out fires. They have delegated tasks that they know. So they're shifting towards, you know, risk management, efficiency, and your thinking as the owner, and the manager is thinking more long-term strategy and things like that. You know, I find myself at this stage in our business thinking a lot more on long-term strategy than I do the day-to-day even, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, and you know, I'm very blessed. I got this guy sitting right here beside me. I mean, mm-hmm. this is a guy that can handle the day-to-day for us so well that oftentimes now at this stage, I feel like I need to get out of his way and let him handle the day-to-day, let him take care of the things that come up and manage the staff on the day to day. And, you know, my goal needs to be long-term vision planning and strategy. And with always, of course, with his input, you know, and emotionally this stage can bring a lot of relief, a sense of confidence, and sometimes though, some complacency. And I have to be careful, because, you know, once you get a little comfortable, you know, you lose a little of that drive, that's not how I'm built, and that's not how most business owners are built. You know, they built this deal, bootstrapped it up, got mm-hmm. it going, you know, and so you don't want to get too complacent, you know, because you want to keep moving. You don't want to get too comfortable. You want to avoid drifting, you know, because a business can sure drift if you don't stay on top of it. And then kind of the fourth stage is probably transition and succession. You know, we talk about this, you know, every business owner leaves his business one way or another. You know, you hope it's vertically and not horizontally, you know, we don't want that, you know, but so every business owner eventually is going to leave. And so, you know, you need to be thinking about that. Are you going to sell the business? Are you going to transfer it to another generation, to your family, to your heirs, to employees, to key employees? Are you going to sell it to an outside party, to a third party? You know, what is the plan? So at this point, you know, you're, as a business owner, you're probably thinking more about valuation of your business, mm-hmm. which we think is very, very important. You're thinking more about strategy, legacy, you know, personal goals, and then also life after business. You know, Aaron, I shared with you, you know, I went through the Certified Exit Planning Advisor, CEPA training, and they say that that is one of the parts of succession that is probably overlooked the most, but is one of the most important, is what is your life going to be after you exit your business?
Sure.
And again, hopefully exiting on your terms.
Right.
And
vertically, so, not horizontally.
That's right. Vertically, not horizontally. Yeah. So I stole that from somebody. Yeah. I don't know who it was. But.
And I hope you have that horizontal plan figured out
there
as well.
There you go. Well,
too. So that's,
you know,
that's a whole difference.
I mean, you know, I'm at that stage where, you know, I'm thinking about it. I mean, you know, you got to be. Yeah. You know, you got to be. And you know, the other thing, you always want to be on an upward arc, you know, as you're thinking about that. So that's very, very important. So, you know, when we look at the four stages, you know, none of these stages are better or worse than the other. They're just, they're stages of a business, of a successful business. So the real challenge isn't being in a stage. It's operating as if you're in the wrong one. That's where the problem is. You know, if you're, you know, you can't, if you're in a strategic part of your business, you need to kind of operate, stay in your zone, stay in your lane, so to speak, and know what you're doing that way.
So talk to me about that a little bit, Caleb. Why does it matter what stage I'm in?
Yeah, well, knowing and recognizing your stage that you're in, like Dan described, you know, kind of does shape, you know, all the decisions that you make. What are actually your priorities, what you should be doing? What's your risk tolerance, you know, and the decisions that make sense now? You know, and if you kind of think about it, sometimes it is counterintuitive, but, you know, if you understand or know what stage you're in, you know, example might be, you know, a mature business, you know, that's trying to act like a startup and overextends financially. You know, a startup, you can kind of go fast and break things because you don't have multiple employees, things like that. But, you know, as a mature business, you know, hey, if you're thinking like a startup and always expanding or investing in the new thing or hiring somebody, you might not have the growth to sustain that like a startup does. So, and that can happen. You know, or on the opposite end, you know, a growing business that ignores, you know, systems, how to make processes of things that they're doing consistently is going to hit bottlenecks, and it's going to be hard to sustain that growth and turn into a mature business. So, you know, just understanding that. And like Dan said, you know, every business owner, too, is thinking of a million different things. So understanding what stage you're in, because you're always kind of, you know, are thinking you're on that upward path. So you might not think of yourself as a startup because you are expanding, but, you know, there is some of that transition time. But, you know, and none of those are bad choices. You know, they're just misaligned. You know, you're always thinking about the business in the right way, the right terms. But, you know, when you think it like Dan framed it, you know, hey, you can make misaligned decisions if you really don't understand, like, what stage you're at. You know, and that being early stages isn't weakness. You know, and being stable doesn't mean that you're done by any means. You know, it means that, you know, transition doesn't mean you're rushing to an end. It just means, hey, that's where you are, and there's a certain set and priorities of decisions that are made that affect that. You know, what that provides, like kind of Dan says, is that clarity. You know, what should I be focusing on? What can I pass off? Which stage actually describes my business today? And what path is it headed on? You know, and not where I want it to be, not what someone else thinks it is. Like I said, you know, there's always things changing too in comparing yourself. But, you know, where are you truly right now? And kind of figuring out what that path is and what that clarity looks like from that business stage planning.
So with the stages, are there challenges within each stage, Dan, that we need to think about?
Well, there really is. You know, I mean, each, you know, there's challenges throughout the entire, you know, lifetime and lifeblood of a business. But, you know, of course, during startup and launch, you know, again, you're trying to manage the cash flow, you're trying to find consistency of any kind, you know, customers, clients, you're learning quickly, you're you know, you're going hard, you're going fast, you know. Yeah, that's probably the biggest pressure. Growth and expansion, delegation. And I will tell you that's tough. I mean, you know, I mean, I was born and raised to, you know, be that guy that just made all the decisions you know, my gosh, nobody can do it better than me. Mm-hmm. Well, you got to get over that. You know, if you want to grow a mature business and expand beyond yourself, you got to be willing to delegate. You got to be willing to trust people. You got to be willing to trust in their abilities. So some of those delegation struggles, hiring and retention, you know, again, systems that can keep up with demand, because now you're growing. You got to have those systems. You got to have the different, you know, depending on your company, what you're doing, you may need different departments. You know, you may need a marketing department. You may need sales. You may need bookkeeping and finance. You know, it depends on type of business, but you've got to have that delegation in those systems. And then the next one, you know, that maturity, stability, again, avoiding that complacency. You got to respond to industry changes. You know, this is something that I think about a lot. You know, I look around out here in our industry, what's changed, what's, you know, I just think about in the 23 years that I've been in this industry, you know, how much things have changed and how many different, you know, ways we do business now compared to 23 years ago. And then also the systems, the technology we have available to us now. I mean, the use of AI tools, the use of things like that, you know, it's, you have to stay up on top of that. And then of course, during transition succession, again, valuation is so, you know, so important, but you know, you're never for sure. And again, that struggle of communicating with your family about what you're thinking about doing and how does that affect them? What's it going to do? You know, how does it affect your legacy? How does it affect your clients? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that's a big part of it. You know, I mean, people that have been in business for, you know, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 years, I mean, their clients are not just clients. They're their friends. They're their community members. They're their, you know, and same with their employees. I mean, they're their friends, you know. And so whenever you're thinking about succession or transition, it affects all these people. And so you're also taking those kind of considerations. And, you know, none of these challenges that you think about means something's wrong. They're just signs, again, like Caleb said earlier, where you're at in the stage. You're going to have these challenges. So, you know, what feels the heaviest to you right now? You know, you got to just think about that and realize that's part of the stage and where you're at.
Okay. Dan Miller with me and Caleb Roebuck from Milestone Financial, Building Rural Wealth. Are there ways to cut through all the noise and the clutter, Caleb, and get right to what I need to be thinking about?
Yeah, and again, that's easier said than done, because again, as a business owner, just everyday life happens, you know, in your business and stuff too. But that's, again, part of why we're here, what we try to help with is, you know, how do you provide that clarity? And, you know, with that clarity does come, you know, better questions, what you're thinking about, you know, and not necessarily just faster decisions all the time. You know, again, it can lead to that, but, you know, that clarity can lead to a lot of things, you know, and some helpful ones are, you know, what is my primary focus this year? What stage am I at and what stage are we going to? You know, what systems are missing or strained? Again, if we're a growing business and we have sales, like Dan said, hey, maybe we do need to have different departments now. It's not all just 2-3 people that can do different things and wear multiple hats, you know? And where does my business feel out of line with my personal goals? And you know, like Dan said, as a business owner, it's hard to untangle, you know, those things of your personal life and the business. But, you know, what we talk about on the financial planning side is, hey, there is some room for that, or how do you think about that and align those goals, but also separate them in some and know what is my business and personal goals. But in these questions, you know, and having that clarity can pull you out of that comparison mode of, you know, always looking up what's next, what's my competitor doing, and more about, you know, what should I be doing? What am I doing and what matters most, you know, right now? And again, kind of, and then how do I get to that next stage? Like Dan said, these are stages. It's a cycle of a business. So, you know, the goal is you're going to move through these and maybe recycle them, but how do you get that clarity to go through those?
Okay. Dan, you've said it many times. Small hinges swing big doors.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about here?
Well, the idea there, of course, is, you know, oftentimes little changes in the exact right place can make a huge difference over the long term. I mean, that's kind of the breakdown of it. So when you look at the different stages of a business that we've been talking about, so like in the startup stage, you know, one of the small hinge things would be to track your revenue and create simple onboarding processes. You know, keep it simple, stupid, you know. I mean, in the beginning, when you're running hard and fast, you need to keep things simple and don't create that. The team's heard me say this, you know, don't create inertia. You know, they've heard me say that, you know, yes, we need processes. Yes, we need systems, but we're not just going to do it for the sake of doing it. They're going to be a strategic small hinge that'll make a big difference.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Growth stage, same kind of thing. Okay, exactly. But this is where, again, delegating becomes very important. Aaron, I'm a big reader, and there's a book out there called Buy Back Your Time. And in that book, it talks about things that you can do, especially as the business owner, to buy back your time to utilize it in the most advantageous way. And, you know, delegating some of those reoccurring tasks, you know, standardizing your workflows, you know, so start with standardizing one workflow. Again, one of those things that's happened three times,
yeah.
You know, it's now processed. You need to do it. Okay. So that would be in the growth stage. And then if we go over to the maturity stage, you know, this is where, you know, a small hinge you could do is review your cash flow patterns. You know, make sure, you know, because by now, hopefully you're seeing some consistency that you can plan for. All right. And revisit your insurance or retirement strategies. Again, as the owner or as a business, you know, growing business, again, you're doing this hopefully for the future as well. And then in that transition, you got to document your intentions, start those conversations with your family, you know, with your employees, your key employees, you know, and again, review that business valuation. And, you know, again, these are just small starting points for each one of those stages. It's not the one-all fix-all for anything, but, you know, small appropriate steps, again, can be all about starting to get that clarity. And that's what we want, you know, clarity in the future of what you're trying to do.
We've talked a lot about clarity over the last couple months, really.
Mm-hmm.
So what does clarity feel like in this situation, Caleb?
Yeah, well, as a business owner and kind of as we've talked about it, you know, it's not knowing the exact perfect or hitting the exact perfect revenue number right now today, but it's knowing, hey, kind of where I stand, what it is, and, you know, acting with intention, you know, hey, what I'm doing is purposeful in that. And yeah, you know, we might need to revise it or change it, you know, because clarity, it isn't absolute, you know, you got to revise it. But, you know, it is knowing, hey, I know where I stand. I'm working with somebody that I trust that can help me, you know, do that and have that. And, you know, when owners understand that stage, you know, we see, you know, it leads to that less stress, you know, that more focused decisions, you know, better long-term alignment, you know, better communication between their family, what they're doing with their employees. You know, all those things kind of flow up and down, and that move from, you know, reacting to choosing. You know, again, when you have clarity, you're not just reacting, putting out the fire kind of as the business owner. Hey, you can do more strategic planning. What truly do I want to be? But again, that strategic planning has to be in the right stage of where you're at. Right. So it's kind of that circular function, but it can help and enhance, you know, all those different parts.
So can someone come to you and sit down with you and help, you can help them evaluate what stage they're in, where they're at in their business? Is that something that people can come to you and visit about?
Absolutely, Aaron. And I think that's so key. I mean, because again, oftentimes business owners, and again, I can speak from experience, is that we, you know, the old saying, you don't see the forest for the trees.
Exactly.
I mean, sometimes having that unbiased person that does not have any, you know, they don't have any skin in your game. Mm-hmm. You know, they're an unbiased third party that can look at your situation from the outside looking in, and, you know, they don't feel those family pressures that you feel. They mm-hmm. don't feel that pressure from an employee that's been there a long time. You know, they don't feel those internal pressures. So they can look at it basically kind of strictly from the numbers to begin with.
Yeah.
And then also, then you need to talk to the business owner as an advisor. Get a feel for where the business is and where they're at, and just help them be strategic and unemotional going forward.
That's an important part.
And,
yeah.
And you know, Denise and I, we talk about this. We get caught up in it as well. I mean, you know, we get caught up in, you know, I mean, our business has been around 63 years. We get caught up in the, well, we've always done it this way. Well, sometimes, you know, things change, you know.
Absolutely.
Name me one thing that hasn't changed in the last 63 years, yeah, you right. know. Not right. that we're doing things the same way we were, you know, when Mildred started the firm, but there's things over time that change. And, you know, now with technology and stuff in any business, you know, change is at a pace like we've never seen before.
Absolutely.
So sometimes it's good to come to somebody like us to just say, hey, take a look at this with me. Give me some ideas and let's get and make a plan. Mm-hmm. And especially if you're in that, if you're within, you know, if you're a small rural business within 5 years of retirement, we'll say, or 5 years of when you want to exit or transition, that's a great time to sit down with somebody like us. Mm-hmm. Just go through it. Like I said, and the first one we'll meet with you, no cost, no obligation. Just get a feel if we're a good fit to try to help you. And, you know, because, again, working on your business as a business owner, it's hard to stop and take that time because every business owner runs hard because they're working in their business. But sometimes some of the best moves you can make is when you stop, pause, and work on your business and do that with an unbiased third party that's been there. You know, again, I feel like myself, especially, I mean, I'm a rural business owner. Yeah. I mean, I'm a rural business owner, been doing it a long time.
Right.
You know, somebody like myself and, you know, and our staff, that's who you want to sit down with.
How can people reach out to you, get in touch with you? What do they need to do, Dan?
Well, again, 712-623-5726 is our phone number. Of course, www.milestonefinancialgroup.com. Of course, we're located right here at 610 Senate Avenue in Red Oak. You know, give us a call. We'll set up a discovery call and visit a little bit. And if we can be of some assistance, we'd be happy to, you know, at least visit with you and see if maybe there's something that we could help be a sounding board for you.
Great information. Thank you much.
Absolutely.
Dan Miller and Caleb Roebuck with me this morning from Milestone Financial.
Daniel Miller, Caleb Roebuck, Marcus Taylor, and Ashley Franco are investment advisor representatives of and security.